1 year ago today, an 18-year-old gunman attacked Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. He killed 19 children, two teachers. It was the deadliest school shooting in Texas history. But why were nearly 400 law enforcement officers slow to respond? Zach Despert is politics reporter for the Texas Tribune. He was part of an investigation that looked at police records from confidential sources, including body camera footage and interviews with investigators that have not been made public. Zach, hello.
Hey, Scott.
So 77 minutes, that many of us remember, is how long it took officers to confront the gunman. A Texas Tribune investigation found one key factor was the type of gun the shooter had, a rifle. Let's listen to then District Police Chief Pete Arredondo talking to investigators after the shooting.
We're going to get scrutinized. I'm expecting that. We're going to get scrutinized. Why would we even go in there? I know what the firepower he had based on what shells I saw, the holes in the wall in the room next to his. And I know this is horrible. I know this is what our training tells us to do, but we haven't contained. There's probably going to be some deceased in there, but we don't need any more from out here.
I know the firepower he had. What did you and your team learn about the nature of the weapon and why that seemed to matter as far as the response?
So what we learned after reviewing the investigative files related to the shooting was that the police responded to Robb Elementary School quite quickly, within about 3 minutes. They immediately rush into the school. They creep up the hallway to where the shooter is. At that point, he fires at them. He wounds two officers with graze wounds that come through the door and the walls right there in the hallway, and the officers retreat. And what we realized from reviewing the interviews that officers in the hallway there gave with investigators in the days after the shooting is, those officers concluded and repeatedly said in those interviews that when they realized that the gunman had an AR-15 style rifle, a rifle that they knew could penetrate the body armor that they were wearing at that time, that is when they concluded it was too dangerous to confront the gunman, even though that's what their training tells them to do. That is why they retreat. That is why they wait for the arrival of the Border Patrol SWAT team that ultimately ends the shooting. But that process takes that 77 minutes to happen.
And as far as the records that your team found, are there any more specifics as to the concern law enforcement officials had about this AR-15 rifle? Did they speak specifically about the concerns?
Well, they speak specifically about, like I said, the fact that the rifle can penetrate the body armor that they have. The typical body armor that police wear on patrol is only rated for pistols. High-velocity rifles like the AR-15 or a lot of other rifles can penetrate that. And that is what officers repeatedly express fear of, you know, that they would be killed if they had confronted the gunman. And that's really what drives the inaction that follows.
Has this fear come into play with responses to other active shooting events, Parkland, Florida, or others?
It's a good question. Sometimes police immediately confront active shooters with semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15. But you also see sometimes they don't do that, and they do reference the fact that the gun is quite powerful as to why they don't immediately go in. You saw this with one of the initial officers to respond to the Parkland High School shooting in Florida. You also saw that with the first officer on scene at the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando.
Now, just to understand this, if law enforcement had responded more quickly, based on the timeline, should we assume it still would have been a very deadly event?
That's a good question, and I'm glad you brought that up. The bad police response matters and matters less. It matters because our review of the law enforcement files found that there were three people alive at the time of the breach, more than an hour later, who died before they reached a hospital. But the other point that is also important is that the investigators concluded that most of the people who were killed, so about 18 of the 21, were killed before police got to the school. The shooter fired about 140 times. Most of those rounds, 100 of them at least, were in the first 3 minutes before police got there.
And finally, as far as parents in Uvalde, what are they asking what are they talking about on this anniversary? Are there still unanswered questions as far as they're concerned?
There are a lot of unanswered questions, in part because so little information has been released officially by government officials, both local and state. So there are a lot of outstanding questions for them, especially with regard to, you know, who ultimately is going to be held accountable for this. The school district fired that police chief you played the clip of. An officer from the state police has also been fired. But beyond that, it's not clear what other officers will face discipline. It's been obviously a year since the shooting. There are still some ongoing investigations, including one by the local district attorney, as to whether or not she will attempt to prosecute police officers related to their alleged misconduct that day. But for people in the community, they're like, look, it's been a year. I mean, all of the evidence that is relevant to that investigation was probably obtainable within weeks. You know, everything is recorded. We reviewed the recordings. They just don't know what's taking so long.
Zach Despart is politics reporter for the Texas Tribune. Zach, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.